There are lots of places in the world known for producing rice. China, India, Japan come to mind. Vermont does not come to mind. But now a community of refugees from Bhutan is starting to experiment with growing rice in the Green Mountain State, and so far it's been a big success. Reporter Lauren Ober went to a recent harvest.
It's a chilly, overcast morning. Rita Niapani would have preferred better weather for today's rice harvest, but she's philosophical about it.
Today, you know, climate isn't fabulous. No sun. So what to do? Vermont.
Niapani and dozens of other Bhutanese refugees have come out to the Ethan Allen homestead to pick rice in the traditional way, with their hands, no machinery. Some people cut the rice from the quarter-acre paddy, while others bunch the stalks and tie the bundles with twine.
They cannot, like, wait and watch, you know. If somebody cut that, it's my job is to tie, and then my job is to beat. They know themselves.
The Bhutanese rice paddy is a project of the Association of Africans Living in Vermont, even though these refugees are from Asia. The group runs a program called New Farms for New Americans, which provides refugees with land so they can grow foods from home. Last year, Bhutanese elders here suggested they might like to farm rice.
Rice is one of the most culturally significant foods for this community.
That's Alicia Laramie, who oversees the Rice Paddy Project.
It's eaten twice a day in all of the homes. Right now, in this area, there's over 1,500 Bhutanese.
It might seem odd to farm rice in such a cold climate, but the Bhutanese found a Japanese cold weather rice variety and planted it last year as a test. It was so successful, they expanded the paddy this year. Rice needs plenty of water to grow, but thanks to the nearby Winooski River, the paddy had plenty of it.
It's an experiment in the making, but it's proved to be really successful for the community, and I think there's a lot of memory associated with this project in particular.
The refugees here are Bhutanese by nationality, but they're ethnically Nepali. In the 1980s, the government of Bhutan began expelling ethnic Nepalis, and they spent decades in refugee camps in Nepal. Back in Bhutan, everyone knew how to farm rice, says Ashok Dahal. No matter who you are, he says, in our country, you had to know how to plant rice. Most of the people harvesting rice on this day are elders, like Ashok Dahal. He grew up doing this work. But the younger Bhutanese were raised in refugee camps, and there were no rice paddies there.
That younger generation of the people in their 30s, they don't remember this. They don't know this. I do wonder about, because this is associated with an older generation, is this going to be lost for the younger folks?
After the Bhutanese have made their way through much of the paddy, cutting clumps of rice with hand sickles, Niapani invites onlookers to help out.
Excuse me, please. If you want to help us, you can come over. They will give chance to you guys.
So I grab a sickle and wait for some instruction.
Take out this one, like this. This.
How much are you leaving?
A little. How much? Like maybe 2 inches.
So you just grab it.
Grab it. Cut it.
I whack the stalks with my sickle. A grass-green bunch with golden pods full of rice falls into my hand.
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then lay down in the, like that.
Lay down the pile.
Yeah,
pile.
And just like that, I'm harvesting rice. Then, as if the universe wanted to prove to me just how hard this work is, I slice my finger open with a sickle. A gasp goes up from the women working the field.
That's like... so...
Amateur.
So, yeah, amateur. We need skills.
It's true. Skills are critical for harvesting rice. And the Bhutanese have them. Their haul is much bigger than they expected, about 1,100 pounds. They won't eat this rice. Instead, they'll dry it and save it to plant next year. If all goes well, a year from now, the Bhutanese in Vermont will be making dals and curries with the rice they grew. And that will bring them just a little bit closer to the life they left so many years ago. For the World, I'm Lauren Ober. Burlington, Vermont.
You can see some of Lauren's beautiful pictures from the Vermont rice harvest. We have a slideshow at our new website, pri.org.